I'm Cammie Judd with BYU Idaho Radio, and I'm here today with Richard Johnson, one of the members of the vendor group with the East Idaho Fair Food Tour. He's also the owner of Mexican Crazy Corn. Thanks for talking with me today, Richard.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here today.
Awesome. So can you kind of tell us what's going on today?
So today, the East Idaho Fair Food Tour will be in Rigby at Tad Jenkins Chevrolet from 11 o'clock until 7:30. That group is comprised of 8 fair food vendors, the Teriyaki Express and their turkey legs, La Casita Mexican Food, Lemon Smashers with their flavored lemonades. We've got MD's Dinky Donuts with their small little donuts with different kind of frosting or sugar and cinnamon on. We've also got World's Best Corn Dogs. Those guys make the best corn dogs in the valley. We've got Black Hawk Barbecue with all their offerings from their barbecue truck. It's awesome. We've got also La Casita Mexican Food, and then we've got Mexican Crazy Corn. Yeah, then we've also got Reed's Dairy with all their ice cream, their cheese curd, and their brown cows.
Awesome. And so what's it going to kind of look like for people who are coming out? Are they just going to kind of walk into the car dealership and kind of see everybody parked around, or how is that going to look out?
Yeah, so we kind of park around in the parking area there, kind of just spread ourselves out the best we can. That way there's lots of room for people to, everybody's used to the social distancing, so everybody kind of gets in line about 6 feet apart. And what's nice is, hey, you've got the ability, just like at the fair, you're going to come order this and then stand in line and kind of munch on that while you're getting something else. Or, we got a lot of people that'll come for lunch and then they'll turn around and come for dinner and bring their family.
Oh, that's so fun. What inspired you guys to kind of do this food fair tour?
Well, as food vendors, we do a lot of summer events. And obviously the Eastern Idaho State Fair, which they're still going to go on with the 5-day fair, going Friday through Tuesday, which that'll be good. But it's not going to be the typical thing that us as food vendors are used to. And we've been doing some smaller events up and down the valley in June. And we got talking amongst ourselves and talking to a lot of our customers, and they're wondering what's going to happen. And so one night we all got together and sat down and brainstormed. And this is the results of that brainstorm is a 6-week tour from Eastern Idaho, from Pocatello all to Rexburg. And this will be our 4th stop in the 6-day tour. And they've all been phenomenal. Us as vendors, you'll see people and you tell them thanks for coming. And they say, oh, no. We're glad you're here. We love the fair food. Thanks for doing this. So it's just been a great success of just bringing people together, even though we live in these difficult times of trying not to be too close together. But it's been one of these great things that people still want a sense of normalcy, and they want to just continue to do those family things they do and enjoy what they can for the summer despite the conditions we're under.
Awesome. And so how have you guys, you mentioned the summer has been a little bit different than in past summers, and especially for food vendors where you guys are kind of seasonal here. You don't really have like a full 12-month year for outdoor food services. How has that been for you guys?
We've been very grateful to see the public and the customers come out and the support. Obviously, there's those people that may not be too comfortable, and that's fine. I know family members that have come and got the food and then taken it home to the rest of their family that might be a little higher risk, that don't want to be out in the public. And so it's worked out great. In fact, we'd have to say last week in Pocatello, all of us as food vendors, we set a record for a day at the Fair Food Tour. It's just the amount of people coming out and supporting us is awesome, but we truly love the opportunity to serve our fair food to the people and bring happy smiles to their faces.
That is awesome. Okay, so you mentioned that this week is in Rigby, and then where is next week's location going to be? I know you guys are heading up towards Rexburg.
Yes, we are. And we'll announce those things on Sunday on our Facebook page, which you can find at East Idaho Fair Food Tour. We will actually be in Idaho Falls at the Wild Adventure Corn Maze for their big sunflower patch on Saturday. So there are 2 weeks to go, and people keep asking. So, yeah, that's going to be kind of fun to go pop back up there in about 10 days. The whole Fair Food Tour will be there from about noon until about 7:30. And then the next week, we will actually be in Ammon.
So
we are spreading things out. And, you know, we've had a lot of people from the previous areas we've been to asking, are we going to do it again? So breaking news for you and your news story here is, yeah, we're going to go on a second tour.
Awesome. Repeat, encore. That's awesome.
Yes, it is. And we're going to change up the schedule, and we'll go up and down the valley again, most likely till about the 2nd of October.
Oh, wow. That's really exciting. Yeah, because normally the fair's in August, and so that's awesome. We'll have the whole month worth of food, depending where you live. Or you can, I mean, it's really not that far to drive if you're feeling like it also.
Well, exactly. And that's one reason, you know, all of us as fair food vendors, we're located from Pocatello to Rexburg. So we just get in our trucks and we drive to the next location. On right now, this tour has been on a Thursday. Our second tour that we're going to do is going to be on a Friday.
Do you guys see this being like an annual thing, or is it just really in replacement of having that standstill fair?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And we've been approached by many other places to come, different events. And so I think most likely as a group, we'll probably stay together. There's a good chance we might do a summer tour next year, 2021. Who knows? But we're going to leave the options open, obviously.
Well, that is exciting. And I know a lot of people are really excited to get their hands on that fair food that they wait all year long for. So I wish you guys well. We're excited to kind of share your guys' tour as you release new dates. We'll definitely keep tabs on that and keep people informed. Is there anything else you think people should know if they're planning on coming out tonight?
You know, just come out. You know, let's be smart. Let's just try to keep our social distance. We try to do the best we can as well. And you know, please be understanding and patient, because sometimes the lines do get a little long, especially in the evening. So if you're coming, I would encourage you that the slowest time for us is between 2:30 and 4:30. So if you don't want to wait in line too long, come out between that 2:30 and 4:30 time, and we'll be glad to take care of you. Just stay in tune to our Facebook page at East Idaho Fair Food Tour, and there will be a press release coming out here in another week or two talking about tour number 2.
Awesome. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and good luck today.
Thank you much. You guys have a wonderful day. Look forward to seeing you. Come by and say hi.